Hello, hello, hello. I'm Ali and welcome back to All Things Psychology. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this podcast, we're going to dive deep into the topic of psychology. We will discuss its history and how it evolved into the discipline we know today. We will cover famous pioneers of psychology and their contributions to the field, as well as major topics in modern psychology and contemporary research. If you're interested in getting a better understanding of what psychology is and does and how it came to be, then stay tuned. You've already heard a lot about how quantitative research is done. But there's another kind of research approach, namely qualitative research, which differs in some very profound ways from the quantitative approach. So, in today's episode, we will look at the differences between quantitative and qualitative research, their respective goals, how they collect and analyze data, as well as their advantages and disadvantages. Quantitative and qualitative research are opposites of each other. In quantitative research, you collect and analyze numerical data which can be used to find causal relationships, make predictions, and generalize results. In qualitative research, on the other hand, you collect non-numerical data like text, video, or audio, which can be used to understand concepts, opinions, thoughts, or experiences, which helps you to get deeper insight into less understood topics or to generate new ideas for research. As both approaches have different goals, they also employ different data collection methods. Generally, data collection methods can be used both for qualitative as well as quantitative research, but some methods are more commonly used for either qualitative or quantitative research. So, quantitative research makes use of experiments, surveys, and systematic observations. We've already heard about experiments and surveys, which are usually used in quantitative research. So let's briefly recap what experiments and surveys are. In experiments, an independent variable is controlled and manipulated to see what its effects are on a dependent variable. This way, it is possible to establish a cause and effect relationship between those two variables. A survey in quantitative research, on the other hand, often consists of closed questions, which means participants are asked questions and have multiple response options, like, for example, on a scale from 1 to 5, how satisfied are you with your life right now, 1 being not satisfied at all, and 5 being extremely satisfied. A survey can be administered either in person, over the phone, or online. Another quantitative research method, as I've already said, is the systematic observation. It is used to study behaviors or phenomena in natural settings as unbiased as possible. This can be achieved by specifying the exact actions, behaviors, attributes, or other variables which are to be recorded and how they are recorded. This ensures that under similar circumstances, the results will be the same. Qualitative research also makes use of surveys and observations, but also interviews, discussions, and ethnography, amongst others. In contrast to quantitative research, qualitative research employs surveys with open-ended questions. Here, participants are asked questions and are not restricted in a way, type, or length of their response. Similarly, in qualitative research, observations are much more open, where everything you see, hear, or experience is recorded. Interviews are closely linked to surveys, but you are personally asking participants questions in one-on-one conversations, and they can answer freely without restrictions. In discussions, a group of people, often in form of a focus group, is asked questions about a certain topic, which generate a discussion among the group. This can help gather opinions, which can be used for further research. In ethnography, researchers immerse themselves and participate in a community or organization to observe their behavior, interactions, social dynamic, culture, and customs. So after you've collected your data, you need to analyze it. Quantitative and qualitative research also differ in this respect. Quantitative research usually employs statistical analyses like descriptive and inferential statistics. Descriptive statistics give you a summary of your data like ranges, means, and standard deviations. You can visualize this data with graphs and plots, for example. Inferential statistics give you a basis to make predictions or generalizations. Qualitative research uses several methods for data analyses, amongst which are content analysis, thematic analysis, textual analysis, and discourse analysis. Content analysis is used to describe and categorize words, phrases, and ideas. Data can be used from books, newspapers, speeches, interviews, websites, social media posts, photographs, movies, or other forms of video, and so on. Thematic analysis is used to identify and interpret patterns and themes in your data. It is usually applied to a set of text like interviews or transcripts. Textual analysis is used to examine the content, structure, and design of texts. Here, a text can be a book, an email, or transcripts of interviews and conversations, for example. And lastly, discourse analysis is used to study how language is used to achieve specific effects in certain contexts. Materials to use can be, again, books, newspapers, brochures, an advertisement, business and government documents, websites, forums, social media posts and comments, interviews and conversations. So, of course, both approaches have their pros and cons, which should be weighed against each other before choosing one method over the other. Because of the standardized data collection in quantitative research, it is possible to repeat the study and reproduce and compare the findings in different groups and cultures and at different times. It is also possible to make predictions and generalizations due to large sample sizes and carefully controlled variables. On the other hand, quantitative research can be superficial as it fails to represent complex concepts and often lacks context due to laboratory settings and restrictive variable definitions. Additionally, other relevant observations and variables might be missing. And lastly, quantitative research often is affected by structural biases due to missing data, imprecise measurements, and inappropriate sampling, which can lead to wrong conclusions. Qualitative research often occurs in natural settings, which means it is much more realistic than quantitative research. It is also more flexible than quantitative research because data collection and analysis can be adapted as new ideas or patterns emerge. Qualitative research is also great to gain deeper understanding into people's thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences, and to help generate new research ideas. On the other hand, qualitative research is rather subjective and unreliable, as the researcher at hand decides what's relevant or irrelevant for the research topic, and real-world settings are uncontrollable. Therefore, data gathered from qualitative research cannot be easily replicated. Qualitative research data is also limited in its generalizability, since the sample sizes are rather small and therefore are not representative for the general population. Another disadvantage of qualitative research is its labor intensiveness due to large amounts of text, video, etc. It's also possible to combine quantitative and qualitative research, which is called mixed methods approach. It integrates both methods, therefore helping you to gain a more complete picture. It is used when one method alone is not able to satisfactorily answer your research question. By using a mixed methods design, the disadvantages of lacking generalizability in qualitative research and lacking context in quantitative research can be mitigated. Additionally, using different research methods strengthens the validity of your results and conclusions and, in consequence, make you more credible. There are several ways you can combine qualitative and quantitative research. In a convergent parallel approach, you collect quantitative and qualitative data simultaneously and analyze them separately. After that, you compare results from both approaches and draw your conclusions from them. In an embedded approach, quantitative and qualitative data are collected and analyzed simultaneously as well, but one method is secondary to the other. In an explanatory sequential approach, you first do the quantitative data collection, followed by the qualitative data collection, which is then used to explain and conceptualize the quantitative results. The exploratory sequential approach is the opposite of the explanatory sequential approach. Here, qualitative data collection comes first to explore questions and develop hypotheses, followed by quantitative data collection to test or confirm the qualitative results. So this concludes this episode of the podcast where we cover the differences between qualitative and quantitative research, their respective goals and research methods, as well as advantages and disadvantages of each approach. If you liked this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you left a 5-star review and subscribed to never miss an episode. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram at allthingspsychology_podcast to join in on the conversation and get some accompanying material to each episode. The link to the transcript of this week's episode can be found in the description box. Stay curious, stay healthy, and see you next time. Bye!